right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and welcome back to Hell. It's the first day of Dark Week. Now, Dark Week is only a few days, so if you guys can't stomach Dark Week, you'll like next week. But we're starting out rough, and remember, Dark Week is all fucking month in October. That's usually how it is. We usually use the dark and crazy shit in October. Maybe we'll get a Dead Days release. Who knows? But for now, we've got Korinu, and it's all manner of fucking up. God, ogres are just like locusts. They truly leave nothing in their wake. The young mercenary lightly tilts his neck. Gah-ha-ha-ha! You sure look happy. Satisfied with just that? Ugh! The Ogre Legion is part of the main army. They got to the village and met up with a scouting party faster than they thought they would. His plan was for the scouting party to enjoy themselves just a little longer. However, the speed of the main army is this group's strong suit. It's a mixed army of human mercenaries and monsters. Even on this continent, there is no other such army. Well, in the town plaza of the burning village, an army of mercenaries stands around a large and imposing man, ignoring the burning houses. His muscular physique has an oppressive presence even amongst this band of monsters and ruffians. Well, you... He looks over at the men gathered before him and grins fearlessly. You finished with the hors d'oeuvres? So how about moving on to the main course? The army lets out a passionate war cry. Our goal is the Northlands, and the castle standing triumphantly at its center, Black Keep. The man points his sword at a black citadel towering in the distance, making their objective clear. Let's go, you bastards! If your dick's not under a girl's skirt, show me your shriveled cock that can't fight! Boy, this guy's like rants on a whole new level. Yeah! Whatever you said about dicks and cocks, I'm for it, sir! No. This land is one large continent known as Serenus. Monstrous creatures live in the hinterlands to the north. From the moment of their birth, they are loathed by the other races of this land. These monsters threaten the likes of the other races, sullied their flesh and stole their goods. They live only for the heights of pleasure. The war started when these evil creatures came into being, and it has continued for thousands of years. It's a long fucking time. These evil creatures are extraordinarily capricious. They act purely on instinct, knowing not organization or leadership. Fuck! Well, I mean, that's literally what I think. I mean, come on, in most of these games, that's literally what it is. It's just a dick with fucking legs, right? It is for that reason the war was carried out under a scheme of preventing them from heading south as they normally did. Art's actually pretty straight in this game. The humans, dwarves, halflings, and other races view the southern migration of these evil beings as akin to a seasonal disaster like a flood or a typhoon. There is no religious reasoning or economic surplus that motivated or allowed the people to chase the wicked beings into their homelands. However, a change is coming to these intermittent seasonal battles. Several hundred years ago, a large castle suddenly appeared at the entrance to the north. It is called the Black Keep. Its appearance was the beginning of a change in eras. Around the Black Keep, the land was instantly turned barren through powerful magics. There was no day or night in that area. The sky was always christened a blood red. A miasma hung in the air. The land was barren. The bubbling waters also all turned to poisonous green swamps. The humans, elves, dwarves, and halflings had their strength stolen from them and their bodies deteriorated just by living there. A rumor began to spread that a single beautiful dark elf had taken residence in the Black Keep and ruled those barren lands as the Jet Black Queen. Huh, wonder if she's like the Black Queen from Battletoads. The good one, not the fucked up one. You know what I mean. Googler, and not the new one, the classic. The land came to be called the Kingdom of the Jet Black Queen because all life deteriorated there. But there was an exception. Ogres, orcs, goblins, trolls, and gargoyles. All the creatures with wicked desires, came from the northern hinterlands and gathered in that cursed land. The hostile environment made it a land for the dead of humans and elves. For humans and elves, I swear to God I can read. But it was a land of abundance for those monsters. The queen's magic gave all those wicked creatures in her kingdom immense power. Their already immense power was multiplied several times over and their wounds started to heal in an instant. The powerful regenerative properties granted to these creatures were enough to allow an arm to be grown back as soon as it was torn off. These creatures began an assault. With their amplified power, they could march out from the queen's kingdom without weakening. However, they had made a great miscalculation. Those under assault allied and built 7 forts along the northern entrance faster than the evil creatures could begin their march south. There was a reason the now allied races could come together so quickly. It is the existence of the reborn goddess, one of the High Elves. The High Elves are seen as a holy symbol of the church. They foretold of the danger that would come from the Black Keep. The High Elves are known to be nearly clairvoyant. They would even sometimes have revelations with clear visions of the future. And due to previous predictions, a high degree of trust was placed in their words. The kings of each country placed much importance on their words. At the High Elves' request, each king or holder of power gathered. Other holder. I mean, you don't even need the word other, we get it, right? Gathered. And with the church's backing, the alliance formed very quickly. The 7 nations formed the 7 Shield Alliance. The Alliance army was broken into 7 forces, and 7 fortresses were erected on the border to the kingdom of the Jet Black Queen. The High Elves pushed past objections from the church and kings and moved to Fortress 7. The High Elves prayed for a faster end to the war in the White Citadel they built in Fortress 7. However, the 2 armies were evenly matched. The battles last for hundreds of years with only brief moments of peace. The long war leads to many professional mercenaries. The Alliance Army uses the mercenary corps to bolster the knights that made up their corps. Several different mercenary corps are born and the presence of mercenaries grows. However, these mercenary corps are nothing more than a loose band of individuals. They are nothing more than a group of people who could only mingle with the official army, make money, and lose it on daily pleasures. However, with the appearance of a single man, this loose association of mercenaries starts to become a single giant army. His name is Volt. He leads an army of mercenaries that doesn't discriminate on race.
Well, I mean, there is that.
He only cares about the strength of the mercenary and even allows the evil races like ogres to join his army.
See, he's got the right way about it.
And so, Volt's army of mercenaries begins to take the place as a third party that is neither the Allied Army nor the Demon Army. Volt's mercenary army is no longer a loose collection of small fries. They have grown into a force that can rival the Allied Army and the Demon Army. The High Elves predict another change. The High Elves are doing a lot of shit, apparently. The High Elves predict the waning of the Queen's power. The Allied Army is delighted at this revelation. Delegates from each army gather at the White Citadel to determine the strength of their forces. They want to use this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to bring down the Black Keep and chase the vile races back to the northern hinterlands. The Allied armies comprise the greatest knights of each country. They burn with the desire to bring down the Black Keep and practically fight for the right to first attack. However, the church holds the ultimate decision. They decide they will send an army of mercenaries that Volt has gathered rather than any of the Allied armies. The High Elves' prophecy is still unclear. They are uncertain if the Queen's power is truly waning. They can't allow their honored knight to take on such a dangerous mission. This is the reasoning of the church. It is clear to everyone that this is a measure taken to avoid criticism if the attack on the Black Keep did indeed fail. Everybody understands their intention is to lay all the blame at the hands of the mercenaries in the case of failure, including Volt. However, the opinion of the church that held the reborn goddess is absolute. The commander of the mercenary corps consented to the order of the church under the watchful eye of each fort's commander. They will embark on the final battle. A high elf is shaken by a new and clearly different premonition as she sees off the army of mercenaries from the balcony. However, that premonition only shakes the high elf's heart. She sees no visions with it and there is no revelation. The final battle begins, but there are still few who knew about it. In front of the Black Keep, the queen sits despondent in the moldy dungeon. She looks a little bit like the Black Queen from Battletoads. She has a single attendant, Chloe. Because of course, right? The other people fled as soon as they realize their disadvantageous position. Disadvantageous! I swear I can read. They were not of the same race as these girls, however. They were the vile races such as ogres and trolls. One should never ask for loyalty from such beings. It is silent. The uproar through the Black Keep brought on by the mercenaries drunk on their victory has yet to reach this part of the castle. The silence looms long in this place. Chloe hesitates for a long while before breaking the silence in a grave tone. I'm sorry, my queen. The queen looks at Chloe. We couldn't get away due to my lack of power. It's fine. The queen once again returns her gaze to the vacant space before her. She isn't looking at anything. Her expression has a subtle listlessness to it. She is merely having trouble finding an expression that captures her anger and humiliation. You are loyal to me and worked hard. Chloe drops her head. She tries to express her gratitude as a servant as she shifts handcuffed, her freedom stolen from her. The castle has fallen. Following Olga's calm words, Chloe continues, filled with anger. This is pretty good music, by the way. The ogres were so slovenly and uncouth. What do you expect of ogres? They were entrusted with protecting the castle, but they fled at the first sign of trouble. They were certainly no army, merely a collection of individuals. You knew that, right? But Olga's lips curl into a subtle smile at Chloe's anger. Chloe takes the queen's smile as the queen laughs at herself. It takes the words from her and she falls silent. I lost my power. They had no reason to protect an ordinary dark elf. There is no bitterness in the tone of the queen's voice. She merely calmly states facts. Chloe's face is serious as her queen speaks. No matter what changes occur for you, my loyalty will not change. Olga merely nods, her uncertain gaze affixed to a point in the air. Chloe makes herself unobtrusive to not interrupt Olga's thoughts, stealing glances at her queen as she waits. They sit in silence. Chloe thinks it is no different from when the queen would meditate on the highest peak of the highest tower. She is a queen no matter where she is. She is still my lord. Whether she loses her magic or is confined in a dungeon, I will serve my queen until my body wastes away. Chloe reacts sensitively to the sound of the cell being unlocked. There's nothing she can do, chained up as she is. However, Chloe leaves no room for carelessness, staring at her foe. The commander asked for you. The mercenary's words make Chloe nervous. Had the commander asked for her, or her queen? No, it matters not who was being asked for. She would go. Queen, it's finally your turn. Wait! Chloe stands before the mercenary, attempting to defend Olga. Her face is red with anger. What? You still haven't been called? Are you saying that you're that hungry for cock? What stupid nonsense! The mercenary's mocking words make Chloe's face red with embarrassment. Ha ha ha, you don't need to be that impatient. Your time will come very soon. You just need to wait patiently. Alright, come, Queen. Don't touch her with your filthy hands! Huh? What are you saying, bitch? The mercenary is disgusted by Chloe's anger. If you're gonna get in the way, I won't show you any mercy, even if you are a girl. You know your place, don't you? I know, but please, take me instead. You're persistent, aren't you? I told you before, you're not being asked for. Chloe's kicked hard in the torso, sending her slender frame flying across the room. She rolls across the ground. A low groan of agony slips from her lips after she stops rolling across the ground. Her queen simply looks down silently. Olga, my queen! For just a moment, Chloe's body rolling on the ground intersects with Olga's gaze. Olga's expression hardly changes even upon seeing Chloe fall into the ground to protect her. But Olga steps forward silently. Oh, please stop, my queen! It's okay. Chloe, you need not hurt yourself any longer. It is a questionable fact that I've been sitting in the Black Keep for centuries as the Jet Black Queen, tormentor of mankind. I will keep a suitable attitude for a queen until my very end. You may take me anywhere. I will not run nor hide. Hee hee. Don't you seem to know what's going on? Don't you just hate sensible women? Olga just glances at the mercenary in response to his words. Olga's gaze isn't tinged with any contempt or hatred. She merely looks at him as something less than a worm. The mercenary doesn't notice the queen's gaze. Well, come on. Olga waves off the mercenary's hand, stretching out for her arm, making his smile disappear. Hey! The mercenary tries to complain, however, Olga's glance makes him take a step back as though crushed under its weight. Well, whatever. If you're gonna follow along, it just means I don't have to drag you. Olga steps out of the dungeon without so much as a word to the muttering mercenary. Olga, my queen! Unable to recover from the damage of being kicked mercilessly, Chloe can only watch as her queen leaves. Chloe doubts the shackles binding her body as the weakening of Olga's magic is not alone sufficient enough Chloe doubts the shackles binding her body as the weakening of Olga's magic is not alone sufficient explanation for the deterioration of her body. A magic item. It's not just her ability to fight, even her body's ability to take a hit, and her reaction speed have dulled. That is why she was unable to promptly react to the mercenary's attack. But Chloe hits her own body for its failure. She cuts her body for its failure to protect the person she needed to. It hurts. She cries. She's in agony. What use is a retainer if they cannot protect their queen? She pledged her loyalty. Shit! Tears of regret over her own ineffectuality and powerlessness well up in Chloe's eyes. She bites down on her lip hard enough to draw blood. Olga, my queen! Olga! D. The instant she enters the room, the scent of rot filling the space makes her shudder. It is the stench of alcohol, grime, and sweat. These men have not bathed for a long time. Olga is displeased with the scent of man. Olga walks through the grinning men with a queen's grace, and I guess she wishes they had at least worn deodorant, right? Yo, queen! That uppity walk ain't gonna change the fact you're lost! Yah-ha-ha! Take off that cape and show us your sexy legs! Do you want to be stepped on? I'm not into that! The queen ignores the obscene heckling of the mercenaries. It's enough to make one question if she hears them at all. There is the rustling of small pieces of garbage on the floor. Do the humans react to such noises? No, not at all. Humans are just the same as trash to the queen. There is no value in their existence. She walks as the once lord of this castle directly for the throne. She heads for the man sitting down upon her throne. She wondered who called for her. Who took down her castle filled with demons? She had her answer the instant she entered the room without anybody telling her. Olga feels his presence. She feels his presence on her skin for no discernible reason. It is just his immense presence. It is the accumulation of blood. This man is bathed in blood, filth, and sin. Therefore, the only man Olga acknowledges is him. Other humans are a less enhanced to her. However, she can acknowledge the depths of filth in this man alone. He might be one foot into the realm of darkness, but there is no grief or melancholy on his face. He's rather happy and frivolous. He eyes her up with a cheap grin on his mouth, uncaring of her status. His unhesitating stare shakes the mask she wears to face others, if only slightly. Only one with sharp eyes would notice. It is a subtle change, but it is nothing more than a disgrace to Olga. She must hide it. She must hide even the merest hint of feeling perturbed. She is the self-appointed queen of evil. She cannot allow herself to breathe the same air as lowly humans. You're the jet black queen? Olga perfectly suppresses even the faintest amount of unnerve at his gaze, and looks down forlorn without answering his question. She had been asked for in the dungeon. He knew who she was. She had no reason to answer him. Are you ignoring me? Well, whatever. I'm in a good mood now. Well, that is all because of you, queen. The monsters lost their power because you lost your magic. The sky is still red, but that is only an issue of time. When the red skies above the kingdom of the jet black queen turn blue, all of your magic will be gone, right? Olga doesn't answer, but Volt continues to speak completely indifferent to Olga's reaction. Anywho, you lost. And I won. This victory is absolute. It'll never be overturned. I now rule your kingdom. You don't need to have two nows there. Olga reacts for the first time to his words. She smiles, expressing contempt for his frivolity and a slight disgust with herself. You call this a kingdom? What a joke! Olga smiles charmingly at his words. There are no citizens of this kingdom with national pride. Those gathered here are just wanderers from the northern hinterlands with no roots. No. They have never once pledged themselves to me. They have always been nothing more than a throng gathered to suckle at my power. And I also never asked for them to be... Excuse me, let's try that one again. And I also never asked for any of them to be my people. Ogres. Trolls. Gargoyles.
There is no value in getting close to such vile creatures. They disgust me.
その根なし草たちも試算した。沈む船から我先に。逃げ出すネズミのようにな。
Those wanderers have scattered like mice scrambling to escape a sinking ship.
ここは、この地は、無の荒野でしかない。
This land is nothing more than a barren waste.
この地へと通った時のようにな。
It is the same as when I first came here.
そして、わらわの妖力は、この地を決定的に変えた。もはややり直しの効かぬくらいにな。
And this land was changed through my magic. It is already in a state where it won't go back.
ここは無意の、無価値の、無生産の。ウヌラにとっては毒の町でしかない。
This land would be nothing but poison for you. A stagnant, valueless, barren land.
この地は何も生まない。
Nothing will happen on this land.
その土地を人間が支配することの無意味さに気づくがいい。
I hope he notices the meaninglessness of a human ruling over this land. No, that's not the case. Value will be created here. What? This place will be rolling in money with just some investments. What are you saying? He wears a fearless expression in the face of the Queen's question. A look of suspicion rises over the Queen's face. Yes, that's right.Volt speaks loudly, ignoring the Queen's question. My subordinates, you still have yet to receive your reward, huh? The mercenaries start to scream out vulgarly at Volt's words. Hyah! We were waiting! You talk too long, Commander! The mercenaries gather around Olga. Hee hee. Hee hee hee? They leer at her beautiful body.Olga is unable to ignore the shameless gaze of the numerous mercenaries. This is the first time you've seen a genuine dark elf. It is in fact the first time for me as well. Huh? What's the difference between the queen and the dark elves we find back at home? Yeah, I've seen them in the slave market from time to time. They are sold as dark elves, but they're actually nothing more than half-breeds or even less than that. Dark elves are a rare breed.Hardly any have laid eyes on a pure dark elf. Anyway, where do you come from? I can't find the village of the dark elves. It is said it is located far to the north, but the northern hinterlands are swarming with the vile races. Well, going into the northern hinterlands is the same as going to commit suicide. Yeah, there ain't an adventurer alive who's been up north. I've heard of reckless guys going out on expeditions here and there, but I've never heard of any of them coming back.Well, there are several things I do know about dark elves. Hey, your majesty. Dark elves can have children with humans, right? Olga grips the rod in her hand so hard her knuckles go white. Heh, fucking great. Heh heh, we're gonna make you have a fucking litter of our babies like a little doggy. Her hung head trembles slightly.Our brown skin drains of blood, turning pale. But Olga's trembling only goes that far. The expression on Olga's face is a scornful smile. You insects will not possess my flesh. You are so drunk on your victory that you didn't steal the rod of a magician. You're a lot of fools.Ah! Oh? The instant Olga raises her rod, the surrounding mercenaries are swept away as though they have been hit by a giant invisible hand. Olga is surrounded by invisible walls. They are blocked by those walls and cannot approach her. I couldn't die in front of those that admired me. To die before these fools would certainly be a disgrace. But if my body is to be desecrated, I choose death! I won't consider taking anybody along with me. There is none here even worthy of facing death with me.
この身を汚されるなら死を選ぼうぞ。
I am a proud queen. I am the jet black queen. If my body is to be sullied, I choose death. Olga makes a series of sounds while holding her rod that only sounds like noise to human ears. Olga's strength is certainly weakening, but she's not out yet. Olga releases all of her remaining magic to end her life. Olga is thrown hard against the floor, but it isn't from the force that Olga intended. What? Olga lies on the floor, trembling. Her hair is a mess. She groans at the sight of Volt's shoes. Olga, look at where your pride has gotten you. You've fallen right into my trap. Dark elves live a scarily long time, and their bodies never really decay. So even if you try to kill them, they really just won't die. When you tried to end your life, I set up something to convert your magic into a different power. That different power, well, in short, it's binding you. You can see what I mean, can't you? You won't be able to send your enemies flying away with your magic anymore, but that's obvious. Really, the ones who should have you are my excellent subordinates. Olga bites hard on her lip. Olga quietly closes her eyes. She hums a strange sound like music quietly. Oh, is she trying to kill herself before she gets fucked again? No, it seems sort of different. Olga generates a strange sound as a faint red light covers her like a veil. The red light concentrates around Olga's nether regions and turns into a beautiful sigil. This is... One of Volt's subordinates sees a sigil forming on Olga's nether regions and explains what's going on. It appears to be a spell of sealing. My final fortress. I see. She's making a seal so she can't be impregnated? This body is a holy site. You cannot enter it. Is that right? Ha ha ha. Volt smiles happily, enjoying Olga's resistance. It's going to be fun breaking that seal. Loser. This seal will never be broken. Unfortunately, I don't believe in words like never and absolute. Well, I just get excited when I'm told something will never be happy. It just makes me feel like I have to do it. I finally found a genuine dark elf. It wouldn't be interesting if you didn't resist. Hey guys. Volt calls to the mercenaries around him. They raise their arms, miming the act of wiping drool from their faces. It's a display of their intent. Well, I've kept you waiting. It's time for your reward. This astounding beauty is your reward, and she's a virgin. Take the Dark Elf Queen. Oh, well, I thought I had... Alright, guys, so this is where we're gonna end it. I'm supposed to apply a patch, and I didn't, so I'm gonna do that, and we'll see you guys next time with more Kuroinu, and this will not be blurred. I'm out.